Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Brooke, if I fall, will you catch me?
I mean, what kind of fall are we talking here? A little trip or you're tumbling down the stairs and I'm at the bottom?
I mean, any of those? I'm just thinking of JoJo Siwa catching her partner Jenna Johnson on Dancing with the Stars last night.
Yeah, and honestly, it was pretty smooth.
Yeah, and what's crazy is that's not even the most buzzworthy thing from the night.
Yeah.
JoJo made her story.
She did. We saw something we've never seen before, and I gotta say, it was pretty inspiring.
Yeah, it was really inspiring. Like watching a woman who catches another woman when they fall, literally.
Okay, I get the point. If you fall off a cliff and I'm down there, I'll catch you. My God.
Okay, but I want that in writing. Can we add it to our affidavits?
Okay, I'll have my lawyer write something up.
From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Wednesday, September 22nd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Because you look so fine and I really want to make you mine.
So while the hit song Are You Gonna Be My Girl by Jet blasted for a cheering audience, Nickelodeon star JoJo Siwa made her Dancing with the Stars debut Monday night. It's a move that was called historic because JoJo's the first contestant on the show to be paired with a same-sex partner.
Yes.
Love to see it. Yeah. So this is Dancing with the Stars' 30th season, and before the show's premiere, JoJo told E! She was offered a spot on the competition show and was given the option by ABC to dance with a female partner.
Which is actually really amazing that they did that. And
yeah.
She had already accepted a spot on the show out of absolute excitement, as one
Fair.
Does.
Yep.
But she was really excited when she realized that she could dance with another woman. And JoJo said the network wanted her to be comfortable and have the best experience ever. And she also said, it needs to be done. And I think that it's so untraditional that it's amazing.
Yeah. Agreed. So for their first routine, JoJo performed the quick step with her professional dance partner, Jenna Johnson, and it ended up being a huge smash, but the performance was almost a disaster.
I should have known that there was going to be a flaw in the system. But, you know, no one had ever done this before. So we didn't know that with two girls and long dresses, long skirts, that potentially one of us would slip.
Yeah. So Jenna says that JoJo saved the day. She praised her for her fast thinking on her Instagram stories, saying, "JoJo legit was the Incredible Hulk and didn't let me fall, didn't fall herself, and hoisted me up. Oh my gosh, JoJo, I'm so proud of you. And thank you for not letting me fall completely on national television. You're the best." And if you watch the performance, you really don't see it. I mean, it's super fast. JoJo really recovered, and especially doing the quick step, which is like a very hard dance to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's in the name, quick step.
Right. You have two jobs.
I mean, it reminded me of your choreographed dance to Jaquan's Tipsy.
Mm-hmm.
Almost
That's
as good.
Accurate. Yeah.
But I mean, JoJo's strength and cat-like reflexes totally paid off because she and Jenna got the highest score of the night. Mm-hmm. They ended up with a 29 out of 40. And both, of course, posted about it on Insta. Jenna posted two photos of the two dancing, wearing their bright purple skirts and neon green and orange tops, which are the total JoJo Siwa type outfit.
Very, very on brand. Jenna captioned the photos, "History made. The moment I met you, I knew that you were going to change my life. You are full of love, laughter, positivity, and glitter." And she ended the post with, "First ever same-sex couple, and I'm proud to say it." Mm-hmm. JoJo, of course, also posted a pic of the two dancing, and she wrote, "Making history and top score of the night was literally a dream come true for me. Chase every dream you have and believe in yourself."
Which I love. Yeah. And obviously, JoJo's already making queer history. Mm-hmm. But her place as a star in the LGBTQ plus community is actually relatively new.
Yeah.
So for those that don't know, JoJo is a successful YouTuber, TikToker, and former tween star. She actually got her start on the Lifetime reality series Dance Moms before moving to Nickelodeon back in 2017, starring in Lip Sync Battle Shorties with Nick Cannon. She also makes music, and her song Boomerang has almost a billion views on YouTube.
Yeah, that's crazy. And I mean, JoJo's known for like her really bright colored, glitter heavy aesthetic, we'll call it. She wears her trademark gigantic bow in her hair, although mm-hmm. I think she is kind of moving away from that now as she gets older.
Yeah.
Also, I gotta say, did you know that she's sold 80 million bows with her bow line that she designed?
That's crazy. I can't even wrap my head around that.
Yeah,
it's like it's one bow per person in this whole country. I know it's not really that much, but it's a lot.
No, that's it. That was in the ad campaign. So in January of this year, she actually came out on social media identifying herself as part of the LGBTQ plus community. She said at first that she didn't really want to put a label on her sexuality. And of course, she should not have to.
Nope.
Nobody should have to Mm-mm. unless they're comfortable. But she was inspired to come out when she fell in love, actually. And she prefers the label queer or gay, but she technically identifies as pansexual because, as she says, "My human is my human."
I will forever think of Schitt's Creek whenever I hear pansexual and how he describes, like,
yes,
I just
the
like the
wine.
Yeah. Yes. I don't care if it's red, white, a blend. I just like the wine. And I love that.
David, an icon.
Such an icon. So since JoJo's come out, she's been praised for her courage and has been hailed as a positive role model for her queer fan base.
Yeah, one of the leading LGBTQ plus organizations, GLAAD, actually named JoJo one of their 2021 20 under 20, which is a real mouthful, I gotta say.
Yeah.
The list honors outstanding LGBTQ plus youth, and Time Magazine listed her as one of their most influential people of 2020. That's also really huge.
Mm-hmm.
And JoJo has spoken out about the incredible amount of support she's received from fans since coming out and how happy she feels now that people know.
Now that the world gets to see this side of my life, it makes me really, really happy. I've been happy in this land for a minute now. And now, though, that I just get to share that with the world, it just, it's awesome.
Yeah, I think that she's great. Like, I read a comment recently from a mother of, she said she had a 12-year-old who was struggling with her own identity, and that JoJo kind of gave her the courage to be who she is and embrace whoever she is. And I just think that that is so fantastic.
I love that. Like, be more like that parent.
Yes.
And not these other parents I see on Instagram like, "Oh my God, how dare you? My child's never going to watch TV again. No TV at all, ever."
Drudge like, society.
She's just, I don't know, like, she's such a ball of sunshine.
Yeah.
Like, Ross met her. She came to the escape room where he works. And he's like, she's literally just energy.
Yeah.
Like a ball of energy.
Yeah. And like positive energy. Like, she's got the energy where it just kind of makes you feel better. And that's invaluable.
Only that type of person could put up with Abby Lee Miller for as many years as she did on Dance Moms.
And now, as part of a historic Dancing with the Stars duo, JoJo says she's excited and proud to be part of the whole experience.
Yeah, so before her first dance, JoJo said, "I'm really, really proud. And what I love to do is make truly being who you are easier for kids." She also said being on the show was a learning experience she's more than ready for, which is good.
I mean, it's taken 30 seasons of Dancing with the Stars to finally have a same-sex dance pair.
Yeah.
And now that JoJo's breaking that mold, I gotta wonder, will other TV shows also start knocking down these traditional gender roles as well?
I mean, I hope so, but, you know.
Yeah. Looking at you, The Bachelor.
Seriously. Looking at you, all the other shows, if
I know,
being honest.
I know. It's just baby steps.
Yeah.
I will say, though, for the sake of taking down toxic masculinity, I would love to see two really masculine straight men paired up on the show.
Yeah, doing things like lifts and gentle dips.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Ultimately, all it should be about is good dancing.
That's really fair. And I'd also like to see them kiss at the end, like Brian Austin Green and his partner.
Oh, yeah. Kiss, kiss. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skinner-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars' Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.